Hi, mompreneurs, and happy new year 2015. I'm so excited about this new year. You guys just don't know how excited I am about 2015. Well, you know, it's been quite a few months since I podcasted last. We did move finally, and we got settled into our new place. And I'm just getting to the point where it's, you know, I've been reevaluating my business, really thinking back on 2014, some of the changes that I'd like to make in the upcoming year. I've looked at what has been successful and what things that I would like to see changed in my business. So I have been looking at goal setting. I did a podcast on goal setting last year. If you want to go back and listen to that, I'll leave a link in the show notes. But it's really important to go back, look at your goals, see if you have made any progress. If so, what kind of progress? How far did you come along in your goals? And what can you do to further your journey and complete those goals and check it off your list and move on to the next phase of your business? So that's really important. And, you know, I am so excited. I have so much to share with you. But I do want to start off by letting you know that in our last podcast, I mentioned that there would be some changes in this podcast. And there will be. In fact, I am going to change the name of this podcast. So that will be happening very soon, and it will be unveiling shortly. I'm really excited about that name change because it really capitalizes on what I'm trying to do here at Web Success Coaching. It really hones in on my audience, on my listeners, and it really marks who it is that you are who's listening to me right now. So I'm very excited about that. If you haven't noticed, there was no music at the beginning of this podcast and there was no introduction, and that is because I am in the middle of this transition. So I wanted to leave that kind of empty on this Welcome Back to the New Year podcast. Two things I want to mention briefly before I get into my topic for the day is that I'm so pleased that Nicole Orozco, and I hope I pronounced her name correctly, she featured me in her Mompreneur Media in the top 50 mompreneurs to follow in 2014. So I'm really excited to have been picked to be part of that list. You can visit Nicole at Mompreneur Media. And I will leave a link to her blog as well on this podcast. Secondly, I wanted to also give a shout out to Niyoshi Yaki, and I hope I'm pronouncing her name correct as well, of Million Moms in Action magazine. And she has featured me as a mompreneur in her January 2015 issue. And so I'm really excited about that. You may want to go check her out as well, Million Moms in Action magazine. And I will also leave a link to her blog. Now, I'm excited about all these changes that are happening because what it means is that I'm moving forward in my business. It means that I'm making some progress into my plans for how I want to connect with my audience, who I'm trying to reach, and how I'm able to really offer those services and products that are going to be helpful to the mompreneur. I'll share with you briefly some of the coaching that I have. My passion, purpose, and vision coaching has just been packaged and ready to go. So if you know someone, if you need this type of coaching or you know someone who needs this, basically what I do is I help you to discover your God-given gifts and talents. I help you really pull that out of you. If you know of someone who's not quite begun their entrepreneurship journey and would like to, but just doesn't know how to get started, this coaching is probably the foundational course that I can give to help you to get started or to help that person that you know that needs this help to get started. So sometimes it just takes someone else to come along beside you and say, look, this is what you're really good at. This is what your interests, your hobbies, your passions are. Let's pull that out of you and let's create a business based on your passions. So that's what I'm here to do in this coaching program. I will also help you to research your target market's needs effectively. So I'll help you through solid keyword research. How do you find out what it is that your audience is looking for? And how do you find out if your business idea is actually going to be lucrative enough for you to start your business? Okay, and then I help you to dare to have that dream and to have a vision. You know, there'll be a lot of obstacles that may come your way. And in your thinking and your mindset, you need to be able to push past that. Then I'll help you develop your brand identity centered around your unique personality. So we'll just talk about being yourself, not being a copycat of anyone else, and just helping you to discover your own brand identity. It will speak for itself. So you're going to look like you, act like you, behave like you. And being yourself is what's going to cause your business to be successful. You don't need to emulate anyone else. Just be yourself. And that's really important. So this coaching package is my sort of remodeled version of a package that I had previously. And it is, again, called the Passion, Purpose, and Vision Coaching. Ignite your passion, purpose, and vision for business. Okay? So this is for those of you who are just getting started and really need some hand-holding from the very beginning stages of finding your idea of or your business idea, locating that, what that is that you want to do, and then just getting started, okay? And so you can find that at websuccesscoaching.com, and I'll leave a link to it. It will include some coaching calls, email follow-ups each week, check sheets and guided worksheets, and some accountability because I'll be mentoring you through the entire process. Okay? Now we're going to move on to my topic of the day, which is why mompreneurs must support each other. So I mentioned earlier how that Nicole from Mompreneur Media and also my recent interview in Million Moms in Action is something that I'm really proud of and happy and honored to be a part of. You know, these are things that happen as a result of moms supporting each other, mompreneurs, women in business. And I think it's so important that we're able to support each other. I love that Niyoshi Yaki, whom, you know, I really appreciate for promoting teamwork through support, is able to reach out to so many mompreneurs and women in business, bring us together, and get us kind of meeting and greeting with each other through supporting and uplifting and encouraging and just putting our faces out there. So that's really awesome. I like that. And so here are three things that I think are so important to, you know, as far as our building each other up. You know, I absolutely love being a mompreneur because we stick together, we support each other, and we help each other succeed. And I believe that that circle of sisterhood, it's a must-have for support, for motivation, and for encouragement. And that's why I needed to take some time out today to say thank you for Niyoshi. So first off, building is better than tearing down. You know, have you noticed those cliquey groups, the mompreneurs or the women in business who divide themselves among the haves and the have-nots, those who make a little more money than the others, or those who feel that they're in the inner circle and those who are not? You know, that's a pitiful attitude, and it works against us, keeping us from building our futures. So if we tear each other down, what do we have left? I need what you bring to the table, and you need what I can offer. We need each other in this world and in business, so it's important that we continue to build each other up. That's such an important message that I cannot reiterate enough. Building each other up, it's so much better than tearing one another down. And there are so many different ways we can tear each other down, you know, and, you know, the comparison game is one avenue for tearing down others. To look at someone else's business who's just getting, you know, kind of on the upswing and comparing our business to theirs if we feel that we've, you know, accomplished a lot more in a short amount of time, or vice versa. If we're in that position where we feel that we're just beginning, but someone else is, you know, begun their business, you know, maybe just recently, but seems to have made so much success and so quickly, we can easily begin to compare our business to that person's business and think, wow, why am I not there? Why haven't I reached where, you know, where they have? Why have I not reached that level yet? You know, it takes time. Be patient with yourself, okay? So building each other up is better than tearing down. Secondly, we're stronger together. We really are. And I love what it says in the Bible that the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. I mean, imagine how ludicrous it would be to just do away with any part of your body because you don't see the immediate need or use for it. You know, unfortunately, I've witnessed many girl clubs and female groups that operate in this mentality. It's completely backward. In fact, I've oftentimes had to dismiss myself and just kind of gracefully bow out from groups that I sense are going in an awkward direction. So I really feel that if you are part of a group where, you know, there's this kind of privileged mentality, you know, you need to really take a closer look at those who you're surrounding yourself with and see how we're treating one another. And if you're part of a group that does not treat each other with utmost respect and honor, then you really need to take a second look at that group and determine if you should be a part of that. You know, we need each other. As moms, we're stronger together. As wives, friends, and confidants, we're stronger together. And as daughters and grandmothers and nieces and aunts and cousins, we wear all those titles. But we're stronger together if we can band together and help each other out. So as business women, we're definitely stronger together. Not apart, but together. And if we can learn to pull together our resources and our assets and our energy, our time, our commitment, our gifts and talents, you know, we can have a collection of strength that just completely outlasts us. Thirdly, the future depends on us. You know, as a mompreneur, you have kids. And as a woman in business, you can imagine what I'm talking about when I say that our kids are literally watching us. You know, oftentimes they follow in our footsteps when they've seen our successes, or they make a decision maybe to never repeat the mistakes that we've made because they've watched us fail maybe a time or two or more. But when we model togetherness and teamwork, our daughters and our sons, they come to see the value in what we are promoting. And who knows, maybe one day you'll be able to pass that baton of entrepreneurship to them and just watch our kids soar in businesses that they love. But it really all starts with us, okay? The future depends on us. So we have to stick together. We have to support each other, and we have to emulate that before our children, okay? So that is what I wanted to share with you today. I just want to say Happy New Year. I'm so glad to be back. I'm so glad to have experienced the support of mompreneurs like Nicole and like Niyoshi. You know, I think it's awesome that we can do that as mompreneurs. And I think that we should continue doing that, helping each other out, promoting one another. And I plan to do that more often in my business. In fact, I'll be interviewing more mompreneurs with time. As I revamp this entire podcast, I will be focusing more on mompreneurs and helping to just promote the mompreneur community. And that is my heart. So if you're a mom in business who would love to be part of this show, then you can reach out to me and I will see if you and I are going to be a good match for being on this podcast together. And you can reach me at websuccesscoaching.com and just click on the contact button and leave me a message and I'll be glad to get back in touch with you. I am looking for mompreneurs to interview this year, so that is definitely on the radar. Well, that's all I have for you on this podcast. I hope you have a blessed day and to your web success.